Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as you walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chandler, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Final hour here on a Friday on Danny and Dusty. No Dusty, no Rusty. Will Ortner behind the glass. Danny Meringue in here as we look ahead to the Portland Trailblazers taking on the Sacramento Kings tonight in one of the last two home games of the season.
Wah, wah.
The Tank Fest is almost over, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's what you said last year.
Well, and they did not tank for most of the season.
That's true. That is fair. They did not tank for most of the season.
This has been this is what I appreciate about Joe Cronin in the front office. When they pivot, it is a full pivot. It's like, nah, we're not messing around.
We are going to lose.
There is no in between. And here's, I have had people tweet at me, DM me, text me, some version of this. This is terrible. This is awful. This is like, and those same people are like, tank for Victor. It's like, what, you know you have to suck to get him, right?
Well, we could just trade for him, Danny.
No, that's not how that works.
We have 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's worth a lot.
It's like that trade meme that pops up. I propose. Yeah, no, that's not going to get it done. In talking to executives, they would not trade Giannis for Wembanyama.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Legitimately.
I'm going to take the proven MVP commodity over someone who, well, we think he's the best prospect since LeBron. Might not pan out.
But that mystery ticket, it's worth it to these front office execs because they have control over him for the next 8 years.
I guess that's true, but what if he doesn't pan out?
Then if he doesn't pan out. But I'm telling you right now, front offices, they are not trading anybody for Wembanyama. That's how it's looked at. But in order to get there, you have to suck. In order to get your Tim Duncans, in order to get your LeBron Jameses, in order to get your Kevin Garnetts, to get those guys, you have to suck. And the Blazers are pivoting into that to be able to get the best possible opportunity at not only that pick, but a top four pick. Because if they get a top four pick, they have another monumental trade asset. You go into the offseason with, you go into that draft night. Let's say they land top four. They have a top four pick going into the draft. They have Shaedon Sharpe. They have Anthony Simons. They have Yusuf Nurkic. They have all of their picks. They have the Knicks pick. They've probably traded those 5 second round picks for their pick back from Chicago. They have access to everything. They have their MLE. They have their biannual exception. They have everything to be able to change, build, and retool this team. Do I want to watch them lose by 40? No. But in order to ensure that they don't stumble into a game, that they don't grab a win or two. Remember last year? The couple wins right before the All-Star break? And everybody's like, oh my God, it's the worst thing ever. You can't have this happen. And then they end up finishing sixth and they fall back to seventh. That's where they ultimately pick Shaedon Sharpe. Well, now they're trying to avoid that. Now they can't catch the four teams that are in front of them. San Antonio, Detroit, their level of tanking is beyond anything that Portland can comprehend. But the season is almost over. You don't have to suffer through bad basketball anymore. And what's going to end up happening this summer is going to change the course of the franchise one way or the other. In that they either make the necessary moves, the big moves, or a big enough move to build a team around Damian Lillard, or they don't, and the likelihood of him leaving increases drastically. In which case, then your youth starts to matter. Then it becomes about that pick. Then it becomes about Shaedon. Then it becomes about Anthony. And you're building more around those guys and even the Jabaris and Keons of the world. What they mean to you going forward, because you have more players under the age of 25 than you have over. And in that, you have to Shawshank this. You have to crawl through a mile of crap to get to the promised land. That's how this works. So, all that being said, the Portland Trailblazers take on the Sacramento Kings tonight, and the line is 14.5.
I think they could cover. Am I crazy for that?
No, you're not, because Sacramento did clinch. Perhaps they take this opportunity to maybe go a little easy, but they also want to make sure that they keep their seating. They want home court advantage, certainly. It's interesting. As much as players talk about we're going to play whoever is there in front of us, they're trying to match up hunt. Every team is trying to match up hunt.
Yeah, and it's like if you can get Fox more rest time, Sabonis mm-hmm. more rest time, do it now.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Give them that rest so you can go in and attack the playoffs.
They come up here on Wednesday. Short little flight. They play their game. They had yesterday off. About a 98% chance that everybody on that team went to the Nike store. Got loaded up. Come back. Chill. Relax. Go to the Nines. Hang out at the Nines. Go get a nice dinner. Maybe run down to Nostrana Dame, one of the nice Italian restaurants in the city. And then play minimal minutes and beat the brakes off the Trailblazers. And the interesting thing here is that in talking to people around the Kings, they're currently matched up with the Warriors in the playoffs, if the playoffs were to start today. It was interesting. There was a lot of people I talked to with the Kings who were like, we think the Warriors are actually a good matchup for us. I was like, por qué?
Why? I don't want to face that sleeping giant.
Andrew Wiggins sounds like he might be coming back soon, and I'm just kind of like, Draymond is in full Draymond mode going into the playoffs. I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, of all the teams that you want to play, I would put Phoenix and Golden State 1 and 2 in the not want to play list. I think I'd rather play the Clippers because you just kind of don't know who's going to play, who's going to be healthy, how functional they are.
Who's going to care?
Yeah. It's just, it's all very, 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 very weird. All of this to say is, you have two home games left. Go in the secondary market, go buy a cheap ticket, come down, and watch the kids play. If you turn off your brain and do not care about wins and losses, because I want them to lose right now in the weird sense of like it's good for them for the franchise. I still would like the Magic to continue winning and the Pacers and the Wizards to continue winning so that the Blazers can get a vibes win. It'd be cool to watch let's say they get to the last game of the season and they're playing the Warriors at home. That's their last home game. And if they win that game, they can mess up the Warriors seating and not gain any ground in the lottery. In other words, winning or losing doesn't change whether they're fifth worst or not. Wouldn't you want them to win there, Will?
I would want some excitement. I'd want some fun.
But also being disruptive to the Warriors. Wouldn't that be fun?
I care less about that and more about the development of the young players.
Why not? Why not
specifically?
Both?
Well, yes, yes. Well, here's where your chaos comes in, and you're like, yes, I want to mess things up for the Warriors, and I'm over here like, I would like to see what Shaden can continue to develop into. I would like to see if we could get something more out of Thibault other than just being a good defender.
Mm-hmm.
What's Cam Reddish got under the hood?
Sure, all those things can happen, but also at the same time, why not make things miserable for the Warriors? Like, what if the Warriors losing push them into the play-in?
That would be fun.
Right?
But then you're probably letting the Lakers out of the play-in.
I don't care.
You hate the Warriors more than the Lakers?
Not hate, but I want to see bad things happen to their organization.
That makes sense. I'm starting to
just after
see
all,
a theme.
Yeah, just after all the BS this year, I would very much like it for them to be the most difficult.
This is what you get, Gary Payton.
Not even Gary Payton. Joe Lacob and then the Warriors organization. That's ultimately where I fall. So if there's a way for me to be Richard Petty about this, just King Petty, yeah, that's where I'm going.
Hey, fair enough.
But like I was saying, if you want to come down to one of the last two remaining Blazers games, go get a ticket on the secondary market, go move down into a good seat, and turn your brain off and watch the kids. There is some redemptive value. There is a way for this to be a cool experience, particularly if you're taking kids. They're not going to know the difference. Genuinely.
Mm, they're going to be excited to watch a game.
Yeah, no. It's that part of it's fantastic. So that's the only NBA we're going to talk right now outside of the CBA, because we do have some interesting CBA news that did come out from Adrian Wojnarowski. The NBA and NBAPA are progressing in talks on a long-term collective bargaining agreement, and a deal appears within reach ahead of Friday's midnight opt-out deadline, sources tell ESPN. However, there are still gaps to close on an accord. Most folks are optimistic about a deal getting done. I remain a pessimist until deals are done. Always, when you're talking about CBAs. Because all it takes is one thing, and then one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, and then it just gets completely out of hand. So until that deal's done, I will remain skeptical. Beyond that, let's touch back on opening day, the changes in baseball and how fundamentally different the game feels, the speed, the stolen bases, not everything is home runs. And also there's a massive change to be noted on the analytical side for all of the, there's no shift. You're taking the tactical stuff out of baseball. I'd argue that it's even more tactical now because of what you can and can't do and how well you're limited and how you build your teams going forward. That and more coming up here on Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Make sure we get this proper. Friday, Friday, Friday! WWE's Friday Night SmackDown is coming to Moda Center on Friday, April 7th. Danny and Dusty have your chance to win tickets. That means call now. Call 503-864-6FAN. That's 6326 and be caller 5 to win a 4-pack of tickets. Visit 1080thefan.com for complete details. That's right. Call in now. Caller number 5. For a pack of tickets to WWE SmackDown, which WrestleMania is this weekend, so this will be the first SmackDown following WrestleMania. Not too bad. I remember back in the day when you quite literally could not have WWE, WWF in the state of Oregon because of steroid limitations. And now here we are having SmackDown the week after WrestleMania. Not too shabby. So call in, we'll sort through and get you all taken care of. In the meantime, I'm going to deliver on our opening day notes here. Interesting stuff coming out of the very first day of Major League Baseball, opening day, with all of the changes up and down the board. Across the board, game times were down. Coming out of spring training, it was over 28 minutes that games have been cut down. So that's cutting basically your average three-hour game down to 2.5 hours. That's doable. That is doable. In fact, there was a couple games on opening day that came in under 2 hours and 15 minutes. Boom, boom, boom. They are keeping it moving. To me, though, the most insane thing out of this entire process, all of the changes, it's not the size of the bases, it's the inducement of stolen bases coming back. I grew up in the era of Ricky Henderson, the greatest base stealer of all time. A absolute terror on the base path. And even pre-juice Barry Bonds, who, if you look at him, looked like Ichiro Suzuki before he hit the juice and looked more like me. Not the built, but mostly just the very fat head. All of this is to say is a component of baseball, stolen bases, that had been eradicated by the sink or swim or swing or swim version of home run or nothing baseball has changed. There's an interesting component here in that I'm waiting to see what the NBA does or doesn't do in the adjustment from really only one way to win because of it's a math problem. Three is worth more than two. It's worth more than one. The value of the three-point shot mathematically, fundamentally changed the game of basketball once teams started to realize the actual math problem. More shots, more threes, more opportunities, more likely to win. The best teams in the NBA this year are the best three-point shooting teams and the teams that limit three-point shots. That is the way you win. In baseball, the way teams won post-Moneyball era was hitting home runs and building around home runs. No more. The math said it was worth it to change your swing into an uppercut than to try to get on base and have somebody else do another math problem behind you. The easiest way to solve this, the idea of generating runs, was to generate runs yourself. Turn an uppercut swing,
change your exit velocity, change your launch angle. Literal rocket science. Exit velocity, launch angle. Improve those, maximize those, get the run yourself. Gone were the days of getting a runner on base, stealing a base, sack fly, moving a guy over. It was a part of baseball, but it came fundamentally less and less and less. Now, the five-tool guy, the fifth tool matters again. Speed matters again. They've also, again, we've talked about the size of the bases, and they are bigger. And on opening day, there were more stolen bases than home runs. I can't remember the last time that happened. Not just on an opening day, just in general. Stolen bases, the risk reward, the mathematical price of an out versus the gain of stealing second was so out of whack compared to the value scale of a home run or an extra base hit that it just did not make literal mathematical sense. However, that math problem has been changed because, one, the increased size in bases, the limited pickoff attempts, no more throwing over three, four, five times and neutering any kind of lead. You throw over twice, you can no longer throw over. At that point in time, that base runner can get a lead as big as he wants. And you're going to get guys, the Tatis Juniors, the Acuna Juniors, these power players who also have speed, incorporating it back into their game. Byron Buxton in Minnesota is an absolute freak of a defensive player. Could also hit for power. He's also got wheels. If you don't think the value of a player who can move like that didn't skyrocket with these changes, you were out of your mind. We get a winner, Will?
Oh, yeah, we got a winner. I'd like people to please stop calling. The green light is flashing a lot. You did not. If you're still calling, you didn't win.
You didn't win. Sorry, guys.
You did not win.
So
I'm excited for that. I like that. I like what you're saying, though, with the speed being back in the game, especially for someone who has a bunch of young stars who are fast. I would like to see Julio stealing more bases.
Julio's a first, one of the very first candidates I thought of, not only with a 2020, but a 40-40
season. Well, he had a 2020 last year.
Exactly. But as I'm saying, him projecting to be a 40-40 guy, which the last guy to do it, I mean, you're talking about, you know, the A-Rods and the Barry Bonds of the world.
Yeah, well, and the big one to me is, it really highlights how good back in the day Henderson was. Because
a record that will never be. Cal Ripken's consecutive games, Ted Williams hit streak, Ricky Henderson's steal record. Three records in sports that will never be touched.
It'll never be beaten because that the amount of stolen bases that he has is astronomical. But let's also go back to the fact that he did that back when you could pick off five, six, seven, however many times in a row you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I love that stolen bases are back in the game, though. It makes everything so much more exciting.
The idea of baseball, and I understand people like, well, stop, you know, as far as the shift is concerned. And that's where a lot of this comes from, is that, number one, you are opening up the field. You're putting more holes in the field for where hitters can hit. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, because if you shift, then there's a giant hole one way. But you're either a pull hitter or not. And your inability or ability to get a ball there changes everything. That opens the door back up for small ball. It opens the door back up for money ball. How disruptive is that to the system when the New York Yankees, the San Diego Padres, the Atlanta Braves are built around power? Nothing but unadulterated, just blistering power. Where does that change? Do small market teams? The Seattle's not even necessarily small market, but they've been lesser spending in the years. But can they build a more functional team without being a player in free agency? Now, they made a trade for Teoscar, who gives them another power bat.
Mm-hmm.
Ty France can be a bit powery.
He has his moments. Mm-hmm. I mean, your true powers are going to be more...
Teoscar and Julio.
Or Suarez. And it's going to be right. Suarez and Cal Raleigh. Those are going to be your...
Well, those are your true power...
Yes.
Power or nothing, guys.
Power or nothing. Yes. That's A. Eugenio. That's Cal Raleigh. Teoscar does add in that element of closer to Julio. Now, he's not Julio.
No, but he's a very good player.
But he's a very good player. And you know what? If he figures it out... Jared Kelnick, he would be that next guy. He would be right there with Julio because that dude is fast as hell. And he can hit for power when he gets his bat on the ball. And I know it's one game and there's 161 more of them, but I really like the way he went to the plate. And I got mad at him because he struck out looking at a pitch that he didn't need to strike out looking at. But when he went up there, it seemed like he was trying to do something with the ball every time, and it wasn't a guy who had the yips. If that guy figures it out, oh, baby, this Mariners team completely changes. It really, really does.
I want to highlight this before we go to break. In that the stolen bases record. Do you know how many stolen bases Ricky Henderson has?
Oh, wasn't it something like 200?
Oh, buddy. 1,406.
Well, I meant like in a season. I thought you were meaning a season.
Oh, yeah, no. The
I thought it was something crazy, like it was over one a game.
It is over one a game.
Yeah, but, no, I knew it wasn't 200. I think Barry Bonds had 200.
The number is just, it's bonkers. 1,406. Do you know who is second all time, who he passed?
Wasn't it that jerk who played like way back in the 1900s, Ty Cobb?
Lou Brock, but Ty Cobb.
Oh, it was Lou Brock.
Ty Cobb is fourth.
Okay, my bad. I was thinking, I have no idea about Lou Brock, but I know Ty Cobb is a jerk.
Okay. The difference between Ricky Henderson and Lou Brock, 1406 to 938.
Wow. That's crazy.
I am trying to scroll to find the next highest active player.
Active? Now, here, interesting known fact about Will Ortner. I went to one San Francisco Giants game back when Barry Bonds was playing.
Before he was totally juiced?
Oh, no, he was juiced to the gills.
Mm.
My life, I only know juiced up Barry Bonds.
Mm.
One of my early memories is Barry Bonds hitting 73 just to shove it in Mark's face. But the game that I went to, I wanted to see him hit a ball in the Covey Cove. He did not. He did get intentionally walked, and then he stole second.
Is that one of the rare fathead Barry Bonds stolen bases?
It was. I want to say it was like his 500th. It was a milestone. I remember it being mentioned. It might not have
probably
been
400 or 450 because he finished with 461.
So I would assume then it was 400 because I remember it being like that. I think it was 400, but it was very cool.
Going through here, again, Bonds is at 461. That's a number that, again, before he was juiced out of his mind, he was a freak. He athletically just, you know, say hey, Willie Mays.
He was a Hall of Famer before he got on the side.
But it was a totally different player. It's kind of funny. He's basically the dichotomy of the change in that the genesis of the long ball started with Maguire, Sosa, and him, obviously juiced out of their gourds. But that was what kind of ignited where we are. Now, I don't expect a full pivot back to small ball. But what this does do is it opens it up for different ways to build teams. And I love this because it presents different ways to fight. You know, they always say styles makes fights.
Yep.
That's what this does. If you don't have eight power bats, but you've got a bunch of dudes that hit 300 and make your pitchers work and are able to stay alive in counts and can steal bases and move base runners over and can play defense incredibly well, you can compete now because of the changes in baseball, because it allows you to generate value. Like, if you want to just be a nerd, you can generate value in ways that you couldn't under the old rules. After the break, we're going to talk about exactly which teams have benefited the most from these changes, because the way rosters are constructed, That's the thing about this, Will. You think about building a team 3 years ago when you'd handed out your contracts over the last 3 years. Even if you knew some changes were coming, you didn't know when. So maybe you built your team under the old rules. And how impactful will they be? We'll talk about that and more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I can't believe it myself.
Major League Baseball opening day was yesterday, and we're baseball heavy because, there's a lot going on in baseball, and it's very interesting, at least to me, in a sense of how different things look, how different games are being played. And we talked about before we went to the break just how different teams can be set up. And what's really interesting is that because of the nerdization of baseball, how much we track everything, ball spin or spin rate, launch angle, velocity, hard hit rate, all those things, the lack of shift in baseball to take those things away from pull hitters changes drastically. Players like Corey Seager, Kyle Schwarber, Shohei Ohtani, Jordan Alvarez, Max Muncy, those are all pull left-handed hitters. When you hit with power, hard hit percentage, those guys are the names that pop up. And those are the guys you put the shift in play for. The difference is for like the guys who hit little dribblers into a shift, you know, you can cover that very easy. When you take away the shift and a guy's hitting a ball at 108 miles an hour in the gap and you can't shift anymore, guess what that out turned into, Will?
Well, I would assume that that turned into at least a single.
Something. And that's exactly what's happening. Just in the first day alone. The interesting thing about this, the very, very, very interesting thing, this comes from ESPN. When they're talking about left-handed pull hitters, they mean really all left-handed hitters. And don't Tony Gwynn me here. This is, again, quoting for this. You know who pulled most of his ground balls? Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn, arguably the best hitter in baseball since Ted Williams. Mr. Average himself.
It's a tough nickname. Mr. Average.
Well, I'm just saying, Mr. Batting Average himself. This is the guy who was flirting with 400. And was one of the best hitters ever. He was a guy who was a pull hitter. So for all of the, well, just put it where they're not. One of the best hitters to ever play the game had one of the highest pull rates ever. He hit 3,203 ground ball outs. 64% went to the first or second baseman. And if you include the grounders back to the pitcher, 73%. 73% of 3,200 ground ball outs over his career were pull. So that means he's going oppo 25% of the time. What happens if all of a sudden you can no longer shift and that shortstop can't get over to the first base side? That allows for significantly more opportunity. Why is this important to Mariners fans? J.P. Crawford, the up-and-down player.
When he's on, dude, he's so much fun. But he's the morale leader, when he's on, mm-hmm. he's awesome to watch. When he's off, he's tough.
But he's also, when he's off, you know, part of why he was off?
Because
he's one of the biggest pull hitters in baseball. And he had more ground ball outs than just about anybody in baseball. Because he's not a hard hit guy. But what he is a bat on ball guy. And those guys used to be wildly successful in baseball. Put ball in play.
Good things happen. Don't
strike out. Put ball in play.
Good things always happen.
And that's the thing, is that mentality went away with the sink or swim or swing or swim. And that just now the math behind this is absolutely incredible. So SIS data, they track all of this. The players that were shifted most against last year were Seager, Schwarber, Otani, Brown, Tellez, Bellinger, Tucker, Muncy, and Yastrzemski. All left-handed hitters with power. But the math behind all of this, when you're talking about team building, the teams that with the most left-handed hitters, Diamondbacks, Blue Jays, Cubs, Astros. Okay, those are the most left-handed hitters. The flip side of this is, these are the teams that benefited the most from shifting. In other words, they took away what tracking data would score this year likely as a hit unless a player made a miraculous play. Those teams are the Dodgers, the Astros, the Yankees, the Braves, and the Mariners.
I love to hear that.
Okay, what do all those teams have in common?
A lot of pull hitters.
None of that. The way they're built is modern baseball. Power, power, power. Those are the biggest power teams in the NBA, in the MLB, outside of the Mariners. Think about the Braves lineup. Think about the Dodgers lineup. Think about the Murderer's Row Astros last year. Those are all the biggest power-hitting teams in baseball, but they're also the teams that benefit the most by taking it away. They had the market cornered on it, and what did they do? They took it away the most from everybody else. Now, flip that on its head. When they can't do that anymore, and you're allowed to play a different brand of baseball, you want to go, you know, full Marvel Universe here and multiverse this? That's what this is.
You now have all
you
of
have
the
your
stones.
Branch. You not only that, you have your branch points, all of your different timelines, how things can turn out differently. Because when you're playing only one style of baseball, and that's all that's allowed to be successful, you can limit your outcomes by limiting your inputs, and that's what the shift did. It created a math problem. It limited the amount of inputs you can put in that they're saying, we don't care about the 12% of the time that you are able to hit oppo. We want to cover the 88% of the time that you do or that you pull. They don't care. It's a math problem. They have taken the problem and they've changed the math. And now those teams that were built this way, now they're likely good enough to be able to adjust. But when we're talking about margin of error, which on any given day is one or two runs,
it's a big deal.
It is a big, big deal. And it allows for teams that aren't built that way to be competitive. It allows for a team like the Mariners who can play different ways. Because the interesting part of this is, when you start loading up on power, how many of those teams also have the power and can run? The Braves have that. Braves have it in spades.
Houston does not.
Houston, Yordan Alvarez?
He ain't running. There's a reason he's in the AL. They wanted him as a DH.
Uh-huh. Listen, Kyle Tucker? Yeah, he can move. Definitely.
Pena? He can move.
Ish.
Move enough?
Yeah.
Enough.
Now, Altuve? Yes.
Well, it's hard to move when your thumb's broken.
But in general, the whole idea of like, now it becomes a different problem. And that's what's going to be so damn interesting about baseball this season, is the math has changed. The style has changed. The barriers to entry, so to speak, have changed. And we've only got one set of data from one game or for one day of games, and we'll get underway here at baseball, I believe, in about 20 minutes for today's games. But for me, this is the single biggest storyline that I am watching in baseball this year, is how much does this fundamentally change not just how the game is played, but how teams are built. Because that changes how you draft, that changes how you develop. It's Steph Curry being thrown into the NBA and every kid wanting to shoot. Now you've got guys that can hit for average again. And how that all works out is going to be really, really interesting. All right, after this, we will come back and we will wrap up today's show and wrap up the week before we hand you off to primetime with Isaac and Souk. I don't know. We've still got a little bit more to get into. Are we going to get a CBA deal agreed upon? And you know what? Screw it. We're going to circle back. LaMarcus Aldridge retired today. We'll put a little button on that and see where everybody ends up as far as
love it.
Where folks think he ends up, either as a Hall of Fame member or not, or if he is indeed a member of the Portland Trailblazers, Mount Rushmore. This is Danny Morang of Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
For the third time today, I've lied about what's coming up next. Why? Because the Walter Camp preseason All-American list just dropped, and I was very interested to see kind of how this was going to shake out for the Pac-12. On the first team, there is three members on offense.
Ooh, can I try to guess them?
I know you will get one of them for certain.
Well, Caleb Williams.
Yes, Caleb Williams is the first team All-American quarterback with reigning Heisman, so yeah. Who else would you pick?
Well, because... Now, to be fair, I had guessed that possibly Penix or Bo would have been on there.
I think if there was a third team, one of them would have made the quarterback.
If not both.
Yes.
So then you're probably looking at offensive linemen now here, aren't you?
You are not.
Really?
The offensive linemen are Joe Alt at Notre Dame, Olu Fashanu from Penn State, would have been a top five pick this year. Cooper Bebe from Kansas State and Graham Barton from Duke. And then at center, Drake Nugent, who was the best center in the country this last year.
So you're looking at wide receivers then, or a tight end possibly?
Bingo, you are looking at wide receiver. Now I will give you the number one wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. Who is the number two wide receiver?
Is it your USC transfer?
It is not. It is not at the University of Southern California.
Who am I missing? Because it's not an Oregon guy. It's not Franklin.
It is Odunze at Washington.
It's Odunze.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The other one on the first team is the kicker, Joshua Cardi. And then on...
That doesn't count.
On defense, there are two Pac-12. Braylon Trice from Washington. And at safety, Caleb Bullock from USC. And then your second team offense, there is nobody from the Pac-12. And your second team defense, there is one. Cole Bishop, defensive back for Utah.
Ooh.
Interesting spot for the Pac-12 coming in. They have the best quarterback group in the country, but they've got to make up for it a lot of other places. That'll do it for today here on Danny and Dusty. The gang should all be back on Monday. I don't know. These things change. We appreciate you. We love you. Stay tuned for Primetime with Isaac. And is your partner here?
He's here. I saw
him. Oh, there he is.
He's lumbering around.
He's lumbering around. Look at him. Everybody have a fantastic Friday. Stay tuned for Primetime. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.